Today's Moment of Science is about a surprising discovery made by paleontologists about a reptile-like animal called Bunastegus acocanensis that lived 250 million years ago.
That's before the time of the dinosaurs, during the Permian period, when all the continents were joined as a single landmass called Pangaea. So, did Bunastegus look like a lizard?
No, it didn't, and that's the surprise. Lizards have legs that jut out from the sides of their body and slant down from the elbow or knee. Bunastegus belongs to a group of reptile predecessors called pariosaurs that generally had more upright rear legs. In 2015, an international team of paleontologists published the first study of fossil limb bones of Bunastegus using specimens they discovered in northern Niger. It turns out, unexpectedly, that their front legs couldn't have had a sprawling stance either.
So how did they stand then?
Its legs probably extended straight down from its body, and it walked upright on all fours, like a cow, or a hippopotamus, or most four-legged mammals, or many dinosaurs.
I can see why the paleontologists were excited. That makes Bunastegus different from modern reptiles and the earliest animal known to walk that way. That's a major discovery.
Bunastegus had a lot in common with a cow. It stood and walked like one, and was about the same size. It was a herbivore, too. There were some differences. The animal had a knobby skull and bony armor down its back.
Still, that's a lot more familiar than I would have expected for a prehistoric ancestor of reptiles.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.